Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Marlon had the finger pinned, so Marlon won't be playing in the game. But he'll be recovering, and hopefully the next week he'll be back.
So we heard this was a possibility coming into the week that Marlon was playing, remember, in the game Sunday with the finger issue, made the interception, but said he had an issue and he was deciding whether or not to have surgery with the Browns Sunday and the Jets the following Sunday. Sounds like it's a 1 to 2 week injury is what Harp said before he made the decision. So Marlon among four guys that did not practice today. Ravens back on the practice field. No Bateman, no Marlon, no Justice Hill, no Jay Higgins. All four of those guys may not play on Sunday. Yeah. Lamar back on the practice field, so crisis averted. But no Marlon this week. How big of an impact is that?
I mean, he's a really good football player. He's not having his best year, but he's coming off one of his better games after a slow start. And he's an important player, but, you know, styles make fights. And against this opponent, I would be leaning into having more defensive linemen up for this game just across the board. Now, that doesn't mean that Marlon would be the corresponding scratch from a depth secondary standpoint. But I can't imagine that they're not going to try to take that offensive line that's been horrible in pass pro and this little wee little quarterback who can barely throw the ball over the line of scrimmage, who needs all the help he can get. I can't imagine they wouldn't be leaning into a run-heavy script just across the board anyway. So, no receivers showing up for them in a positive way. The tight ends show up a little bit, but it is a really constricted, limited passing attack. So I think they made the right choice. If they're saying 1 to 2 weeks, I would bank on he's not playing against the Jets either.
Yeah.
And then we'll see for that, you know, when things get interesting.
By the way, we should note, I'm sorry, before we get moving anymore, Malachi Starks, Isaiah Likely, Keaton Mitchell, all back on the practice field. They were limited yesterday. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, so, like, I think that's the right move there, and I think if we find ourselves pining for Marlon Humphrey in this football game on Sunday, then a lot of things went wrong. And you know what? At the end of the day, Marlon probably wouldn't have been enough to fix it. Like, if that's how you go down. I will say this, though. The Justice Hill thing, to me, is a big deal.
I told you, he got hurt on the opening kickoff Sunday, came back in the games, ended up scoring a touchdown, but did not look right coming off the field on the opening kickoff. I do not think he's playing Sunday.
Well, neither do I. Yeah. He didn't practice Thursday. He's not playing.
Yeah, that's an issue.
It's a big issue.
Yeah, Justice Hill, definitely. The Marlon Humphrey of it all, Jason, you said it, he's not having the same impact that he had last year, where he was that ball hawking guy getting a career high 6 interceptions, got that first interception of the season, but on the year, 7 missed tackles, 91.9 passer rating when targeting Humphrey, 9.4 yards per attempt. He's never looked right for the vast majority of this season. So maybe for him to sit a couple weeks, especially considering the quarterback play that you're going to face over the next couple of weeks, I don't think it's a huge issue at all. And also, give credit to Chidobe Awuzie, who I think Awuzie is having a really solid year for the Ravens this season. Opposing quarterbacks, just 15 of 29 passing against him for 154 yards, 78.8 passer rating. I think Awuzie can definitely step into that role, especially in the short term, and maybe not miss too much of a beat.
We've seen Marlon, and this is a finger issue that's keeping him out, but how many times have we seen him this year after a play, he's kind of in a catcher's crouch, you can tell something's bothering him.
Yeah,
like, his body is he's got a lot going on.
Totally.
And again, to just parrot what Jason said a minute ago, if they lose either of these two games coming up because the quarterback's throwing the ball all over the yard, then there's a problem.
Yeah.
Because these guys, like Dylan Gabriel ain't it, and Justin Fields or Tyrod Taylor, who and when they played the Jets, I just read this morning, Garrett Wilson might be put on IR. Like,
he's not shut down.
Yeah, like, it's Breece Hall and a bunch of Jags on the Jets. So, like, they shouldn't – this is the perfect time. Like, if they were playing – And granted, they played terribly against these teams this year, well, defensively. But if they were playing the Chiefs and Bills back-to-back, maybe Marlon's playing in these games. But they're playing the Browns and the Jets.
Yeah, look, this week in particular, and also for next week, although there's some variables with what the Jets roster is going to look like by then, in a couple different spots, including quarterback, but this week is about the offense. This week is about the offense mustering enough against a really good defense. Now without, you know, we think their best pass protecting running back. At a time where both the run game and the pass game seem to lack electricity, seem to lack that sort of cutting edge, that explosive element. That's what this is about. And you know, even the Jets, I mean, and we'll document the Ravens' defense. The more you look at the numbers, Ravens' defense still leaves a lot to be desired in a lot of ways. But, like, I don't think it's going to be exposed against the Jets. That's going to be about the Jets' defense is better than its offense, even after the trade deadline. The Jets have a couple pass rushers. And if the Ravens' offensive line isn't up for the fight, Lamar, who keeps showing up on the injury report to some degree or another, that's how you lose that game at home is your pass protection sags and you can't move the football. So that's what's got to happen here. So the timing for Marlon, for me, you don't want anybody to have surgery, but if you're going to get a pin in your finger as a defensive back and sit a couple weeks, now's the time to do it. But we're going to see exactly where this offense is. We've talked a lot about it coming off the Miami and the Minnesota game. It's not going to be last year, but if you want to get where you're trying to get, it's going to have to be more consistent and more dynamic than what we've seen during this little mini winning streak.
Yeah, you're looking for them to start to check off some boxes. You got to be better in the red zone. You can't start this game 0-for-3 in the red zone like you did against Minnesota. You got to be better on third downs. We've pretty much chalked the deep ball passing in this offense, especially with Bateman not expected to play this week and maybe, who knows, the week after. But you're looking for this offense to take some steps each week in this stretch.
Before we start previewing the show, Jason, I do want to ask you. So the Jaguars released defensive tackle Kalen Saunders this morning. He's a big body inside guy. The Ravens would have waiver priority over most playoff teams. I looked at it earlier. The only team that would have priority over them that fancies themselves as a real contender is Minnesota because they own the tiebreaker. They're both 4-5, but they just beat the Vikings. Is that a move that you could see the Ravens? And I don't know when that would go through because it was this morning.
I don't know a ton about the player, to be honest with you. Like, so, I mean, how old is he?
He won two Super Bowls with the Chiefs. 29 years old.
I mean, somebody could, like, I know Dallas just made a trade for Quentin Williams, but they also got rid of Mazi Smith, who, like, so, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you playoffs, not playoffs, like, what's Dallas's record? This about the same as Baltimore?
3-6, I think.
So does somebody look at him and say, hey, he could help us next year too? Or I don't know contract
3-5-1.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about the player. I expect them to be working people out, to be more active on Tuesdays than we've seen them in years past because their roster ain't all that and isn't what it's been in years past. But again, the more you win, this time of year, waivers, it's based on your current record.
Yes.
So every time you win, you're more teams are ahead of you. you keep going down. You keep going down the line. So,
you would think the Chiefs would be interested in picking him back up. He played. He won two Super Bowls with them, but the Ravens would hold priority over the Chiefs, who sit at 5-4.
Yeah. I don't know.
So it's interesting. Also, Justice Hill, we unlikely to play. That's probably a big deal for this team, especially in pass pro.
That's a big deal. No, I think it's a really big deal. And, you know, how do they handle this? Do they really lean into more Keaton Mitchell? I wasn't against this defense. I'll tell you right now who thinks it's a big deal. I guarantee you Jim Schwartz thinks it's a big deal.
Yeah. We have a massive Thursday show with our Thursday, a couple of Thursday regulars. We'll talk to Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Baldy joins us at 3. Ken Carman from our sister station, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. He does mornings there. We'll get his thoughts on the Browns at 3:30. And Lucy Burge from DraftKings at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Interesting game in the NFL tonight. We'll talk about it at least a little bit because the Jets obviously loom for for the Ravens. I'm sure we'll talk to Baldy a little bit about that. We'll talk a little baseball along the way. Huh? New guy doesn't get to pick his whole coaching staff, huh?
Yeah. A couple of guys returning.
Three.
I think it's four, actually, because Plesmeyer was announced today. He's coming back. So
yeah. So discuss that a little bit. A lot to get to.
We don't know the roles for any of these guys, though. We just know they're returning. Bruck Britton, Plesmeyer, Drew French, obviously probably the pitching coach. So we shall see. Alas, let's stick with Ravens coming up next. And the safety position, it's improved a lot over the last few weeks. How big a deal is the play of the safeties? We'll discuss next here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
On the Fan.
Might be a little bit of jealousy. People see other people getting turnovers. They want their own turnovers. So, nah, but it's something that we practice and something that has to be intentional throughout the game, intentionally punching at the ball, ripping at the ball, whatever it may be. And, you know, guys see other guys doing it and it motivates other people and kind of brings that intentionality up.
So that's Kyle Hamilton talking about turnovers. And we've talked yesterday a lot that of late the turnovers are coming. They've had 8 in the last 4 games, 3 each in the last 2. And Alohi Gilman forced a fumble, recovered it in Miami. Malachi Starks has picks in the last 2 games. Kyle Hamilton's knocking down balls at the line of scrimmage. So these safeties, they finally got the 3 safety rotation they wanted. How big a deal is it that they're playing well?
Well, it's a big deal. And I think it's an it's obviously helped them in a few critical areas. But the more you run the numbers on this defense, even since the turnaround, like you can go week 1 through 6 and week 7 on, boy, it looks a whole lot similar in a lot of ways. Like, way more similar than even anecdotally I thought. But, like, where has it improved? All right, the first 6 weeks, they're 28th in the league on third down. Since week 7, they're 6th. That's a big deal. Having the extra defensive back in there, getting some continuity at the safety position, letting Kyle Hamilton disrupt on third down is a big deal. Red zone, they were 29th through the first 6 weeks. They're 3rd in the NFL since week 7. Obviously, a massive difference. And then in the first 6 weeks, they allowed an opposer passer rating of 108.4, which was 28th in the NFL. Since week 7, opposer passer rating 67.2.
That's
not as good. Best. That is best in the NFL. 1 passing touchdown to 4 interceptions. First 6 weeks, worst TD to interception in the league. Yeah. 14 touchdowns. Well, second worst because San Francisco didn't have any interceptions, but 14 touchdowns to 1 interception. So that's improved drastically. Now, how much of that is the caliber of the quarterback? How much of that is getting a bump because you got some new guys in the building and there was nowhere to go but up? But I'll just say this about people who want to crown this defense. Since week 7, they're still allowing 356 yards per game. That's 22nd in the NFL. They're allowing 5.8 yards per play. That's 26th in the NFL. 5 yards per rush. That's 24th. They were allowing 4.5 per rush before they changed everything up.
Yeah.
It's gotten worse. 6.4 yards per attempt. Middle of the pack. Sack rate. 30th in the league. It was 29th in the league before week 7. So we'll see, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, it's definitely improvement. It's allowed them to not get exposed, occasionally horrifically exposed, by moderate to bad offenses. But I still think it leaves a lot to be desired.
No one's going to confuse this team with 2,000 Ravens. And that's why I, for weeks now, I've been harping on the red zone. Because if you hold the opposing offense to field goals and you give this offense a chance, and look, we've talked a lot. This offense needs to figure out some things first. But if you hold the opposing team to field goals and you get turnovers on top of that, it's going to be a winning formula for this team. They're going to give up yards. The rush defense still leaves a lot to be desired. But you look back the last 2 games, Minnesota and Miami. 2 bad offenses. But the Rams and Bears are both top 7 scoring offenses. Yeah. And the Rams scored 17 points. That's the 2nd lowest scoring output of the season for them. Bears scored 16 points. That's the lowest scoring output of the season. Are they going to face more crappy quarterbacks over these next 2 weeks that are going to skew some of those numbers? Absolutely. But we're going to find out a lot about this defense when they go up against Cincinnati twice in a 3-week stretch. We're going to find out about them when Drake May and the Patriots come to M&T later.
But I'll say this. I kept hitting refresh because I'm like, this isn't.
They hadn't updated?
Yeah, I'm like, you're still giving up 356 yards again. Like, I'm definitely got week seven there, right? Yeah. And then I went and opened another tab and tried it again because I'm like, wait, they're allowing five per carry?
By the way,
since they fixed it, like,
don't tell the Bills Miami has a bad offense. The Dolphins just eviscerated them the very next week.
Vikings
so.
Scored 27 in Detroit.
Yeah, so like the league is funny sometimes. Yes. There is no guarantee you're going to get turnovers. But turnovers help level the playing field on things. The yards are the yards, but you start getting short fields and you start getting the football, it changes things.
And you combine it with the fact, obviously, take out the Rams game where the Ravens self-destructed with turnovers. You have zero turnovers since the bye week. So the turnover margin, you went from minus seven to even.
Yes.
And that is massive.
Yeah. And again, Marlon or no Marlon. And if you look, I'm not going to change my tune about giving up yards between the 20s. I really don't care if you're able to be this ironclad in the red zone. I do just wonder though, as game script changes and we get deeper in the season and you play better teams who are in win or go home mode, you face better quarterbacks in those situations. If it changes, like, I'll say this. They face the Rams again, which would be obviously
great in the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Would mean they've gone further than they've gone in a long time. I don't think they're holding them to 17 points. There's Rams on the East Coast for a week, you're staying on the East Coast for another week, and Nakua gets hurt early in the game, and you've been playing with your food.
That's fine, but if they face them again, it's the Super Bowl and the season's success.
I know, but I guess, like,
there was a lot of
funky
stuff.
I feel like the Bears, like, if Swift isn't hurt, like, and there's a lot of ifs, and they took advantage.
Hey, the very next week, that other running back ran all over, who'd they play? The Bengals?
Bengals.
Yeah, Monanga, the guy, he ran for 170 yards.
Hey, Jets scored 38 points.
I hear you.
Aditi was on with us yesterday, and she said she could tackle better than the Bengals defense.
Yeah, she did say that. She did say that.
So the Jets, or the Bengals are the first team since the 1966 Giants to give up at least 28 points per game and over 350 total yards in 8 of the first 10 games you play to start a season.
That's crazy.
They're historic.
They're horrible.
Terrible. So I don't know how Joe Burrow helps that defense, but we shall see. Hey, coming up next, Ravens, they met with the media after practice yesterday. We heard from Harbs yesterday. Why don't we hear from Roquan Smith and Kyle Hamilton, who spoke, as they start getting ready for the Cleveland Browns. By the way, Lamar, if you're just tuning in, back at practice today, so crisis averted there. We hear from the players next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get
get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You're on the Fan.
Yeah, I think each and every game throughout the league is a tough game. That's why everyone's in the league, if you ask me. And then I think adding that it's a division rival and they have a lot of really good players on their team, really good defense. They have a lot of pieces on offense as well. Got a lot of respect for the rookie running back, Judy, 44, 85, a lot of those guys. So got some playmakers, and it's the National Football League.
Roquan Smith playing better football, so he's talking, and he likes what he sees from Cleveland. He's going to respect the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, look, they're a professional football team, barely. They have a coach who is employed by this guy for now. They have somebody playing quarterback who should probably be in the UFL if it still exists, but they don't play this time of year anyway. Mm-mm. So, they're, look, from a defensive standpoint, there should be a lot of things working in Roquan's favor. But could you slip up, mess around, and lose this game? Crazier things have happened.
Again, that game in Baltimore was a 10-3 score at half. I know it was. It was extremely lopsided at the end, 41-17, but they were playing with the Ravens in the first half. Ravens offense really struggled in the first half of that one. Joe Flacco, he was a double agent, had the pick, and then the fumble return for a touchdown by Roquan Smith, who was AFC Defensive Player of the Week that week. But you brought up the rushing numbers, and Quinshon Judkins, he only had 10 carries. That was his NFL debut.
They refused to feed the kid.
Yeah, he has, his numbers
now
have gone down.
But at some point, even though
the Ravens wants to chuck it,
even though the Ravens are going to sell out to make Dillon Gabriel beat them, like, you got to give the rookie football.
Hey, here's what's funny to me. Like, you talk about, could they mess around and lose this game? Sure. I can't see a scenario where Dillon Gabriel beats them.
I can't.
But I can see a scenario where, like, Myles Garrett blows up this football game and they end up losing a rock fight.
Yeah. I mean, that's why, like, I mean, Roquan's saying all the right things, but I think Roquan's seen enough film of this team and this quarterback to know that if they show up with the proper mentality, his unit, that should carry them. Like, as long as they get off the bus knowing this is a must-win playoff game. If we bring our effort and we are dedicated to the scheme, we'll hold up our end of the bargain. The key will be moving the ball on Schwartz's defense.
This, to me, is the same exact script as the Vikings game. And the Vikings obviously have a heck of a lot more talent on the offensive side of the football than the Browns. But if the Ravens offense doesn't turn the ball over, you play a clean game, you get rid of the ball quickly if you're Lamar Jackson to not take negative plays with a sack, they're going to win this game. Like, unless they self-destruct,
sure,
they'll win this game.
And to the Roquan part of it, it seems like the only guys that Gabriel throws the ball to are Njoku and Fannin. So, like, Roquan's going to be busy on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, you would think, but just go look. Go look at some of their box scores.
Yeah.
The Browns I'm talking about. Go look at passing attempts.
Yeah.
Then go look at how ridiculously high the passing attempts are, and then go look at how many of the throws travel less than 5 yards through the air. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
More from Roquan Smith. He was asked, is the team playing better because they're playing worse teams?
At the end of the day, this is America and this home of freedom of speech. So everyone is entitled to their own opinion. And at the end of the day, our job is to go out and play the best brand of football that we can do. And that's what we're going to do. And that's what we're focused on. I don't care, really.
He went back to the well on that. He used that quote.
Freedom of speech after a game,
He
he's here to remind us of our constitutional rights, and I'm here for it. And in these trying times when they're decaying and declining by the hour, I'm here for Roquan letting us know. That'd be cool if each week he came out with a different like PSA. You know what I mean? Like, here's your constitutional reminder.
He doesn't want to hear your nonsense about lesser opponents.
You have the right to peacefully protest. Yes. Like, I'd like to hear a different one each week.
I think he hits freedom of speech every week.
Schoolhouse Rock is gone.
Yeah.
Nobody teaches civics in school anymore. Let's have Roquan every week.
Mm-hmm.
Just give us a little constitutional update before we talk about the state of the Ravens defense. I'm totally here for it.
What about Roquan on the state of Mike Green?
We do that on WannaBet, Beltway Ben. Like, this is our constitutional amendment of the week. Yeah.
Can you bet on that though?
No, just as a public service announcement.
It'll bring the viewers. Mike Green.
It's as a service to society, not so much something we're going to make money off of. Because we're not making any money off of WannaBet.
Mike Green, you're improved. What about his improvement?
Yeah, I got a lot of respect, Mike Green, man. The way he's come in, initially, you know, not a lot going on early in the season. Probably wasn't getting the rushes he felt like he needed in a sense like that, but the guy never wavered or anything like that, stayed focused. So got a tremendous amount of respect for him for being a younger guy and not getting sidetracked by things that are out of his control. So got a lot of respect for him, and I know he's just going to continue to grow as a player, and I'm excited to see it.
Kind of like the right to bear arms.
Yes. He made a great tackle for loss, and he's
How
flashing
long is this going to go for?
Yeah. Yeah.
You rather me do the Derek Queen bit?
Yeah.
No. That happened right before. Yeah.
I missed it.
Oh, dude, it was.
I got done doing foul territory,
dude,
and I'm like,
oh, you.
I'm like, there could only be one thing for those two to be going at it like that. There is only one thing that could divide the Ginger Gorilla and Beltway Ben.
Because I love Beltway Ben,
and it's the Derek Queen trade. And I was right.
We have a different opinions on the principles.
I can name that song in one note. They are screaming in the kitchen about the Derek Queen trade.
Yes. Yes.
Had a good game last night.
He did. Great game.
He's had nothing but good games.
Yeah. He's played very good basketball. Let's hear from Kyle Hamilton, Beltway Ben. Cut 20. Says the team's feeling very confident right now.
Yeah, it's a week-to-week league, and I think I built some confidence the past few weeks. Just stemming from after the bye, I think a lot of guys, it was a good time for that bye to come, and just like a hard reset for everybody. And, you know, we're rolling now as a defense and as a team, so we just got to keep it going. Can't take it for granted what we've created the past few weeks. We got to keep it moving.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. He was in J.J. McCarthy's head last Sunday. He's going to be in Dylan Gabriel's head this Sunday.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get inside Dylan Gabriel's helmet.
Maybe.
It's a tiny little helmet. I don't even know if Kyle Hamilton's hand could fit in that helmet.
It's a little
helmet.
It's
a wee little helmet.
Yeah, he's a little fella.
So am I.
Yes.
I'm not trying to play quarterback.
It's also worth noting when we say this Ravens offense could struggle against this Browns defense. This week two was the point when the Ravens defense was horrific.
Yes.
And they were able to flex their muscles against this Browns offense. They had 9 quarterback hits, 7 tackles for
now
loss.
Now, that was Matabike's last game.
That's true. That was Matabike's last game, but they were able to flex on this Browns offense.
Yeah, because they're bad.
They are bad.
Kyle Hamilton, what about all these turnovers?
Might be a little bit of jealousy. People see other people getting turnovers. They want their own turnovers. So, nah, but it's something that we practice and something that has to be intentional throughout the game, intentionally punching at the ball, ripping at the ball, whatever it may be. And, you know, guys see other guys doing it and it motivates other people and kind of brings that intentionality up.
Do you know, he did remind me something that drives me crazy. And I love turnovers. I hate when a defender, instead of tackling the person, tries to rip the football out and the guy goes for another 15 yards because you didn't tackle the guy.
Yeah, it's not good.
And I saw that in Minnesota.
That'll show up in the Monday morning film review.
Yes. I think Marlon was guilty of that once or twice on Sunday. Now he's got nine fingers.
He had a club.
Yeah. But they're getting turnovers. Three each in the last two games.
Keep her going.
It's contagious.
I've heard that before.
You want to hear one more from Kyle?
Yeah.
Sure. Talks about how this season for the defense has gone different than expected, but not bad.
No. I mean, I was playing safety at the beginning of the season, so it's not exactly what I envisioned, but I mean, I'm all for it, and, you know, 17 games in regular season and however many in the playoffs, it's not going to be plan A all the time, so props to everybody involved, coaches, players, just adjusting on the fly and, you know, kind of everybody not being self-centered and doing what they need to do for our defense to be right.
I think our own Cordell Woodland asked him yesterday, what's your position, and he kind of just laughed because he's positionless.
Disruptor.
Yes, he's just I'm
designated
on the field.
Disruptor.
You don't know where I'm going to be, but I'll be somewhere and I'll be making a play. And that's his First Amendment right to play wherever he wants to play.
Going back.
See what I did?
Yeah. There you go.
He's got freedom.
Yeah. Exercise all your freedoms while
somebody,
you can.
Somebody say Derek Queen's playing as well as Kyle
he's
Hamilton.
Playing great.
He's some would say right he's now. The Pelicans yeah. Kyle Hamilton.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Hey.
Kyle Hamilton's helping the team win.
Zion and Derek
Queen's the only player on that team that has a plus box plus minus.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. I can't disagree with that. Still,
I think by the spring, he and Zion will be
we'll be able to judge it at the end.
That's right.
Maybe that draft pick's not as high as everybody's saying it's going to be.
Well, even if it is, if Derek Queen's as good as some people think, I mean.
There you go.
And if he's not as good as others think, then
exactly, which is why I don't think you should call stupid now.
That's right.
Derek Queen's how old?
20 years 20 old.
21, yeah. Not even 21 yet, right?
Yeah.
Young guy.
I'm just saying.
Hey.
They hold his rights for how long?
4 years, 5 years.
Yeah, but then it's easy to get the extensions done in the NBA.
Here's what I know about the New Orleans Pelicans. They were irrelevant with Chris Paul. They were irrelevant with Anthony Davis and Boogie Cousins. They've been irrelevant with Zion Williamson. They might have the worst GM in all of basketball in Joe Dumars, but maybe this is the time they get it right.
Awesome. That has nothing to do with Derek Queen.
It does. The incompetent GM made the trade.
Mickey Loomis has a lot to do with Derek Queen.
So it has a lot to do with Derek Queen.
Remember when Mickey Loomis was head of basketball?
It's Derek Queen.
Yeah.
Or whatever title he had, but he was basically...
What's that?
When the GM of the Pelicans reported to Mickey Loomis.
Yes.
That was a thing for a while.
Yeah, because that whole thing, it's owned by the woman.
Benson.
Yeah, it's a complete clown show.
It all starts at the top.
Yeah. Coming up next,
Derek Queen's a savior. He's a fixer, Beltway Ben.
You didn't get enough...
fix that franchise.
Didn't get enough of Beltway Ben. Well, we get his best bets. Thursday Night Football and more. Want to bet next here on The Fan. It's the song of the holidays. I bet you Life 101.9 will be playing this once the Christmas music begins because it's a banger.
They get all the ratings, so that would be great.
It's a banger for the holidays. But we bring in Beltway Ben Hall as Thursday Night Football is upon us. Patriots and Jets. We got a ton of college basketball, a ton of NBA. Anything you're looking at today?
Yeah, we'll start in the NFL just with the Thursday Night Football game. And we will go with Mason Taylor over 32.5 receiving yards. Listen, when you look at what tight ends have done against the Patriots, that's been about the only thing that's had success. When they faced the Browns, we saw Njoku and Fannin go off. Last week, we saw Kate Otten go for 80-plus receiving yards. Now, I have two Jets receiving props that I like.
Before you move on, are you aware who Mason Taylor is, Beltway Ben?
His father and his aunt, and yes.
That's Joy Taylor's nephew.
Yes. I figure when you put your hand up, you're going to be bringing that one up. Yes, I am well aware of that. But no, I do like him to go over. I like Joy Taylor's. Yes. Yeah, I like Joy Taylor's nephew to go over his receiving yards here tonight. I also like Breece Hall over his receiving yards, which is 15.5 and 2.5 receptions, which is plus 106. Running backs in the passing game against them: 16 receiving yards for Rashad White last week. Bijan Robinson had 50. Dylan Sampson against the Browns had 29. Tony Pollard for the Titans had 43, and Kamara had 45. Running backs are going over this every single week. I don't know exactly what the quarterback situation is going to be tonight. They still won't announce it. You know that situation is very odd. But the risk with taking this, like in multiple weeks, we've seen Justin Fields complete 6 or 7 passes. Like it's a weird thing going on. Even if he does play, I think they'll make it easy for him. The Patriots will probably be playing from ahead, and they're going to have to throw the football. They can't run the ball as much as they want. So I like those two receiving props. I also like Stephon Diggs over 55.5 receiving yards tonight. Over this in 4 of 10 games. Listen, he's a big-time player. He shows up in these games, these atmospheres. When you have Booty out, I think they're going to be throwing the football to Diggs because they don't have a ton else in the passing game. I mean, they have some guys like Douglas who can pop here and there, but Diggs is a true wide receiver one. He's been in the past. Now, at this point in his career, maybe not, but 55.5 should not be an issue for him. Now, in the NBA, the one play that I really do like tonight is Devin Booker over 39.5 points, rebounds, and assists at minus 122. Facing the Pacers, who have been awful, they've actually been worse than Ken's Pelicans. No, they've been horrible, though. Like, they talk about trades that we always talk about. They traded for their first-round pick back last year, and that kind of told people what they thought they would be without Haliburton. To get that pick back, they knew they were going to be bad, and they're going to have it. So they've been really, really bad. But they've been in-game, so it should stay competitive. The Suns, surprisingly, have played better basketball. I would like to see them struggle some for the Wizards and how their picks will work with that. But I do like Devin Booker over 39.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
By the way, Ben, you're a big NBA guy. I don't want to derail with Derek Queenock, but I do want to ask you, Detroit keeps winning. Are you buying the Pistons? They won last night without Durant and without Cunningham.
Yeah, it's tough. Like last year, I mean, that Knicks series is a pretty good one. I don't think the games went as long as it could have, but I mean, like they were in all of those playoff games against the Knicks. I do buy them. I think Cade Cunningham is a serious bucket, but like, the NBA, is at the deadline, they definitely could add something. They could add something to help him. Durant's looking like a great pick. He's been awesome. They have been playing good basketball. But then they go out, and I know it's a back-to-back, but like the Wizards take them to overtime in Detroit. Like,
Wizards should have won that game.
Right. No, absolutely. Absolutely. I did cash a Cade Cunningham triple-double on that inbound assist at the end of the game. My dad's like, you're the most lucky better I've ever seen. You know, he's got CJ McCollum who's shooting off the side of the backboard and needed one more bucket there, so... Yeah,
McCollum in that game.
He got 40, didn't he?
Yeah, he played.
No, he
like
needed.
40
he needed. I think he needed something with the Wizards. Yeah. He needed something with
been
the
McCollum,
Wizards.
Though, I mean,
he had whatever he had with the Wizards. He
might have
lost
been rebounds
because he always complains. I get lucky, and he doesn't. He gets
good.
Unlucky.
By the way, is there any chance CJ McCollum's on that roster come the trade deadline?
I think so.
Could they there's trade a connection him to Detroit? Or I was thinking. I was listening to NBA radio this morning, and our guy Mamba.
Oh, Brian Scalabrine.
Oh, he was obviously wired in with the Celtics. They were talking about the Pistons, and he kind of started whispering a little bit about Hauser or Pritchard. Like, that would be like one of those guys in Detroit. Pritchard. A little bit of instant offense.
Yeah, Pritchard would give them a jolt. There's a thing with McCollum. There's a connection with Darren Peterson. Anybody who doesn't know who he is, projected top three pick, could be first.
Kansas, yeah.
They're very close. Families are close, and a lot of Wizards fans are pushing this thing where, like, the Wizards are treating McCollum good. Because we've already saw Sarr force his way to Washington, right? Yeah. That was the year he was going to be first overall. Yeah. Instead, they went Risa-Shay because his agent said, you're not going to Atlanta. So there's Wizards fans pushing that. I don't know. I'm fine with it. Keep losing.
Oh, you're good. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. That's probably what it was. Like, also, my dad, he has the Wizards team total wins over we talked about the beginning of the year.
That's sad.
Every Wizards loss, I always tell
him. If it's over eight, he's in trouble.
Yeah. It's like 21.5.
Wow. Just a reminder, the Wizards currently...
Oh, they've got one win.
1-11.
Yeah.
There are three teams in the East, though. The Nets are 1-10, Pacers 1-10, Wizards 1-11.
The Wizards have played the Mavericks tough. They lost 1-4 and they beat them. If you take those games out, they're giving up like 136 a game. Like against everybody, like for whatever reason, they've got the Mavs number, like the Mavs can't move the ball on them. Everybody else scores at least 135 on average.
Yeah, they also like, they've lost, I mean, the Magic haven't had anything and they lost the Magic by like 30.
I also want to ask you about one more game because I asked you in the kitchen about it. The Alabama, the Purdue game tonight. Did you have any money on it? But what do you like? And do you like this game tonight? Who do you like?
It's tough because you're weighing that with Thursday night football. Like, I will have both on. You guys know me.
Yes.
But Alabama was like, I mean, their first big game, it was like a massive swing and miss. I'm like Tyler O'Neill first few weeks, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just strike out three pitches. That's what it felt like. I thought for sure St. John's was the better team and St. John's would beat them. And Alabama came out and they were like, they were so good. The guard play was good. Wright sells a big thing here. He deals with some injuries. He's dealt with a lot of injuries through his college career, but he's given them a jolt. I just don't buy Nate Oates. That being said, I do lean them tonight. Purdue's getting Kaufman Wren back, but I think Purdue's one of the more phony preseason AP top, you know, first overall teams. I don't know that they're like the Brewers, I would say, are more fraudulent than Purdue. But no, I. And anybody who thinks that Derek Queen can't be a star in the NBA.
Yes. Let the people know where they can find you, Beltway Ben.
at BH Journalist on Twitter. You can find everything. And at wannabetwithus.com, we have all of our betting stuff there.
Betway Ben Hall. Yes, they're here for the people. Then that banger you can hear. It opens every show, right? That music?
Yeah. And then the end closes it.
I mean, yeah. If you had music like that, you wouldn't play every show.
Yeah, exactly.
Just keep looping it throughout your picks.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, we go from one legend to another. We'll talk Ravens and the NFL with Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.